Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ramon said he wanted to give class. Then he said, you give the class, I'll give you the verse. But this verse doesn't have any purport. There's no purport for 15 verses. And it's King Sujumna becomes a woman. I think we'll put that one aside and go back to third canto. Text 28. Mata dvivepa vanamalikaya nivitao. Vinyastaya sita chatushtaya bahu madye vakram ruva kutlaya skuta nigamabhya raktekshanena chamana ravasam dadanao. Mata dvirepa vanamalikaya nivitao. Vinyastaya sita chatushtaya bahu madye vaktram ruva kutilaya sputa nirgamavyam raktikshanina chamana grabasam dadanao. Mata intoxicated. Dvivepa. Bees. Vanamalikaya. With a garland of fresh flowers. Nivitao. Hanging on the neck. Vinyastaya. Placed around. Asita. Blue. Chatushtaya. Four. Bahu. Hands. Madhye. Between. Vaktram. Face. Bruva. With their eyebrows. Kutilaya. Arched. Sputa. Snorting. Nigamabhyam. Near Gamabhyam. Breathing. Rakta. Reddish. Ikshanena. With eyes. Cha. And. Manak. Somewhat. Rabasam. Agitated. Dadanao. Glanced over. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The two doormen were garlanded with fresh flowers, which attracted intoxicated bees, and which were placed around their necks, and between their four blue arms. From their arched eyebrows, discontented nostrils, and reddish eyes, they appeared somewhat agitated. Purport: their garlands attracted swarms of bees because they were garlands of fresh flowers. In the Vaikuntha world, everything is fresh, new, and transcendental. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha have bodies of bluish color and four hands, like Narayana. In the spiritual world, among those who are enjoying the satisfaction of rasa exchange with the Supreme Lord and his devotees, there shouldn't be any display of material emotions. There shouldn't be any feeling of hatred, envy, greed, not the material kind. The spiritual emotions are transformations of bhava, which are the components of the rasa, the juice that makes up the spiritual world. Whereas material emotions are foreign, are contrary to the true nature of the self. They're harmful. They make us, they drag us down from the spiritual world. Actually, the four, two gatekeepers are doomed to be dragged down from the spiritual world. They're going to commit an offense. They're sitting there just waiting to commit an offense, standing there. So what they are feeling is the seed of material emotion. It is not acceptable to the atmosphere of Vaikuntha. Anyone who has such an objectionable feeling, which is based ultimately on envy of the Supreme Lord, must be expelled from Vaikuntha, at least temporarily. And that's what's going to happen. In this case, it's the Lord's own arrangement. Whether we can actually ascribe some fault to the Jaya and Vijaya themselves, that you can argue. But the Lord has his purposes also. As a pretext, an offense was committed first against the goddess of fortune. She was not allowed to return to Vaikuntha. Was that it when she went outside? Came back and they gave her a hard time. Lakshmi, she didn't say anything, but that offense festered in their heart. And now they're ready to commit another offense. This is what happens to our offenses, is they create offensive attitude in the heart. We do something offensive, even innocently. It makes a contamination in the heart, and then we have the tendency to commit more offenses. The disease of envy grows in the heart. And even if we're not supposed to express it against Krishna himself, we just redirect it to Krishna's devotees, to his creatures. That's how we got to this material world, and how we're going to get out is by reversing the process. We have to not only stop behaving offensively, that should be clear, that we can't expect to be pleasing Krishna if we're offending his devotees. But we have to go even further. We have to root out the seed of offense, the dissatisfied feelings within the heart. Because we're dissatisfied, because we're not happy. Therefore, we have to do something. We react, and we usually react against others or against ourselves by being offensive, by doing self-destructive things also. What we have to do is be satisfied. Only by being happy in Krishna consciousness can one give up all offense, all tendency to commit mental, physical, and verbal offenses. Tendency will be wiped out only by wiping out the root cause, which is our dissatisfaction, our lack of Krishna consciousness, which means our lack of satisfaction. So you want to speak about your verse, Greg? Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm just coming down from my fast.
You probably ate too much in the morning.
Which?
You probably ate too much in the morning like me. I feel like you were talking.
I shouldn't have eaten much at all.
I cannot
eat the coffee. Sorry. So, any questions or comments?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Can you come over your side? There's some offenses.
Yes.
Seven offense goes like to consider the names of the demigods like Brahma or Shiva to be equal or independent of the names of Lord Vishnu. So, what is the exact sense? Because, I mean, because we know another way, like I remember you saying that there's no difference between Shiva and Vishnu.
But yeah.
In the sense, in that translation that we say, yeah, it's to consider the names of the demigods like Brahma or Shiva. Why is Brahma? I mean, it's also like Brahma can also be, I don't know. What is it exactly?
Well, I don't remember all the words. Shri, Vishnu, and then it says Shiva Nama. The word Shiva can be translated as, or understood to mean Lord Shiva, or can mean auspicious, the auspicious name of Vishnu. That's where the ambiguity comes in. That's what you mean by the word Shiva. Do not mention specifically.
So what is that?
The interpretations are there in the Acharya's commentaries, and we get both different interpretations. I can't give you a good explanation without looking at it, because I don't remember the exact words.
So the second offense just sounds like the name of Vishnu is auspicious.
No, I don't remember what the rest of the words are. Do you know Beta Kalpana or something? I can't remember what the rest of the words are. I can't tell you what they mean because I can't remember what they are. But it's either meaning that, thinking that, no, you know, I can't do it. I can't tell you what, where probably gets the translation equal to or independent of. I have to remember or see the verse. You can ask me again tomorrow. I'll do research on it. Last night we came across a couple of peculiarities in the verse. There's this verb, achakshata. So, yeah, Jivanasari says that chaksha always has this upasarga, ah. Although it also occurs with other upasargas. And I think you're allowed to have other upasargas, but if it has to, if, you know, the default upasarga is ah. It's not supposed to occur without an upasarga. Except it does occur a number of times. I counted 14 times, but I only looked for this form chaksh. I didn't look for chasht, which also occurs. So at least 14 times, every 20 times, it comes up in the Bhagavatam without any upasarga.
Yeah.
It occurs with several different upasargas too, and often ah. I don't know what to say. Jiva Goswami seems to, you know, Jiva Goswami may simply be repeating Panini's rule. We can look and see in Siddhanta Komedi if the same rule is there. But it looks like the Balakami violates the rule.
Yeah.
Well, frequently.
Yeah.
There was another question about Saj.
Oh.
It is the verb Saj. Sasj. It has an S before the J. In the Dhatupada.
Okay.
So Sasya Joje Vaishnava.
There's Sasya and there's Sanj.
Is there Sanj?
But.
Okay, well, this is Sasya, and you get Sajati from it.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. In the Vritti, he lists the Dhatu Sasya. Then gives the sutra, then gives the Indivritti, the example, Sajati.
Yeah.
I don't know this other root, Sanj, what that's supposed to mean.
Sanj also means the thing in the
Yeah, but why are they different? Are they different
Gunas? Yeah, there's one sutra that the end of it's deleted before.
The end of it's deleted? What do you end up with?
Just
subjective
with one J.
Oh, you mean the Nya is deleted?
Yeah.
Is it sixth class?
It's first class.
It's regular first class.
Damcha, Ranja, Svanja, Sanja, Dasya,
Praksa. Yeah. Subjective with one J?
Yeah, they just
have an
answer.
Okay. That's rare. I don't think you see it much. Hare Krishna, anything else? Okay.
Which verse will we do today? Do this verse?
No, well, it's a nice verse, but I think we'll go on to 29.
Which one is 19?
Today's verse, but we already did it.
Maybe shall we do your verse? No more.
Yeah.
You gave me a verse, didn't have any purport, there was no purport for 15 verses.
So do number 15.
You didn't tell me, but you said the verse. And why did you pick the story of King Sudumna becomes a woman?
That is. Mm-hmm. I just thought we'd be completely in the beginning,
okay? Okay, from the beginning. beginning of the second chapter of the ninth canon. Okay. Okay, thank you. Om Shri Prabhupada Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.